Now, team, what you do know that actually is coming up again when it comes to a massive, massive anticipation of a world that is just beyond our imagination. We are talking about gaming in its whole entirety.
Yeah, man.
But when it comes to gaming as a whole, Rage Expo is going to be taking place this coming weekend. And on the line, I'm talking to a gentleman who is going to be breaking down something's going to be taking place there that's actually bringing a lot of excitement. It is called PUBG Mobile. And I have my man Barry on the line. Barry, how you doing?
Hey guys, good on you, man.
We out here, man. We're loving the vibe and we're so excited. People are looking forward to what is going to be going down at Rage Expo this year. But what I want to find out from you is when exactly the times of it and where will Rage Expo be taking place?
So I know that it'll be happening this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Doors open at 9 and I mean, it's just going to be crazy. There's always tech and geek culture happening at Rage. There's esports, PUBG Mobile, which is something I've been focusing on really importantly, because I mean, there's nothing more important in Africa than being able to play games wherever you want to, you know, being able to just sit down wherever you are, not worry about Eskom and power outages,
true,
internet and all of that kind of stuff. So just being able to, you know, turn your phone on and get everything going and play a cool game with your mates.
No doubt about it. And now, with regards to the Rage Expo itself, just a quick brief as to the whole idea around it. How did it come about, and how long has it been going on for?
I mean, it's almost 20. I think it's over 20 years now, and it's been going. I mean, the thesis or the focus around Rage, particularly, has been the geek culture, right? Tech and geek culture. So anything that's tech related. If you want to find out the latest about anything from laptops to mobile to games to anything, software, all the hardware. There's a massive LAN section with over 2,000 gamers that sit there the whole weekend just playing games with their mates, doing you know, everything that is involved around gaming, cosplay. You know, there's Artist Alley where the guys are selling their wares and plying their trades with art and comics and all that kind of stuff. Then you've got the Streamer Zone, where if you're an online streamer, you can set yourself up in a booth and stream live from Rage and do whatever, you know, it takes, you know, whether that's PUBG Mobile or whatever game you choose. And then there's esports to watch. There's massive events. There's the ROG Invitational, which is happening, 150,000 Rand for CSGO teams that are going to be playing PUBG Mobile again, like I've mentioned. There's some Apex League Charity Cup that's happening. I know that EVTech are putting something on there. And then Acer are bringing their stuff with all of their cool hardware. They've got a Thronos gaming chair there, which is like this 360-degree sit-in-this-chair, massages you while you play, 180-degree monitors around you. It's actually crazy. I could go on forever.
It does sound already jam-packed and just a mouthful, but definitely there's still so much more to look forward to. But the main reason, of course, some of us actually getting more excited is regarding the PUBG Mobile. Can you please break it down to us what it is exactly?
So PUBG Mobile is a battle royale game. You basically land a jump out of a 300 players on a server. They have introduced PUBG Mobile right now, so it's less than 400 megs for your phone, the less powerful phones. They've actually catered for those phones in the market, where you can download this and play with your friends in a squad of four, and you just play until you eliminate everyone down to the last. You're the last team standing. And the tagline for PUBG is winner, winner, chicken dinner. So the guys from Tencent have brought out Paul Challoner, Red Eye. He's one of the most famous esports celebrities in the world. They've flown him out all the way from the UK. He's going to come here and do a talk over the weekend, you know, talk about gaming in South Africa, talk about the growth of gaming and how important it is and how we're following that path. So they've, you know, Vodacom has also built a beautiful stand with Tencent, and they've got a stand there where you can win exclusive merchandise, that one of a kind merchandise. You can get autographs with Red Eye. You can win a Samsung Note, if I'm not mistaken. I stand to be corrected. I'm pretty sure it's a Note. And there's all kinds of giveaways and stuff. They've got the Play Ink guys on the stand as well. Vodacom for You store where you can get all your latest Xbox deals and that. But the PUBG Mobile particularly is where, you know, it's more focused about being able to play wherever you can. They're also bringing servers to South Africa, which means that we don't have to worry about that latency, something all gamers will know about. you know, it takes, I don't know if you guys know anything about it, but the latency, when the servers are international, the response time between what you send from your game to the time it's received on the other side of the server, as Africans, we struggle with that because we're really at the bottom of the planet. Being able to have local servers means that when you push it, that instant response to the server, because it's such a short response time that we're getting. So they're bringing local servers in. They're making sure that they give all PUBG Mobile gamers the best experience possible.
That is outstanding. I mean, this is definitely one of the biggest, you know, game changes, or innovative ways, rather, we have seen when it comes to the world of gaming. And with regards to the amazing international guest who is coming, who is this amazing person, and why is it such a big deal for gamers and esports in SA?
You know, I mentioned earlier that, you know, we're at the bottom of the world. So it's not easy for us to have celebrities, just like we don't have football stars coming here or Hollywood actors or hip hop. Unless some like big brand bring them down here, we don't really get an opportunity to see them that often. And in the gaming world, we have certain celebrities that like we all look up to, just the same way if a football fan would look up to a Neymar or a Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
So we have those in gaming. Red Eye is one of those. He has been around. He is the godfather of gaming, the voice of esports. He started out in the beginning, you know, when times were tough and you had to do everything the manual way. He stood on the biggest stages. He was actually at the Dota International a couple months ago. That was a $33.2 million prize pool.
Amazing.
He was hosting that. So he brings a lot of gravitas with him around the esports fraternity, and people know him, and you know he knows what's going on. So it's kind of like bringing a Pele to South Africa to talk about football. That's how it is for us in esports or gaming.
Definitely. I would not even try and argue that factor. This is actually definitely one of the most exciting times for any gamer out there. And just in case they, of course, want to keep up with what's happening at Rage, is there any social media platforms they can go onto to keep up with everything?
Yeah, you can follow the guys at Rage on Twitter and Facebook. The hashtag is Rage Expo. And, you know, obviously Vodacom will be also pushing this as well from their side, as they're also involved. So there's a lot of brands that are involved, even myself, Metal State, the tournaments and the PUBG stuff that we're running as well.
No doubt. Barry, I'm going to love and leave you, because right now the excitement is getting too crazy. We have to definitely bring the same energy, to our listeners. So thank you so much. And we're looking forward to seeing you this weekend.
Cheers, bro.
Take care. That is Barry Archer doing the most, man. Of course, he's one of the directors at Metal State, and it is regarding the whole Rage Expo vibe and excitement that's coming up. I am definitely livid for this one, and I will be there myself. That's right, 2 weekends in a row, team. I don't know about you, but yeah, I'm ready to be that guy.
Same here, bro.
I don't know what time I'm going to wear this time.
I've been talking about Rage since August, and I was like, when are we going? And they were like, ah, man, calm down, man. Still coming. So
what's the space?
I'm going to be there.
What's the space?